Now, a hangover isn't the only risk that follows a heavy night, because it takes time for the body to break down booze in the first place, at roughly 1 unit per hour. So it's perfectly possible to go to bed drunk and then be still well over the limit for driving the next morning. Now, armed with his breathalyzer, PC Andy Coop, who is from the Beds, Cams and Harts Road Policing Unit, has come in to talk to us a bit about the technology that you deploy at the roadside. Is it a pretty common occurrence you'll bump into someone who has had a heavy night the night before and they'll think they're okay to drive, and actually when you talk to them they're not?
Yes, it is a regular occurrence, sadly, yes. A high percentage of people that come into contact with the police the following morning are unaware that they are still driving in excess of the drink drive limit.
Now, Adam, we actually gave you a rather interesting Christmas present here on the show, and you drank a pretty healthy half a bottle of your Christmas present. You have consumed brandy. Did you feel impaired at all?
Well, I feel quite smooth, but PC Cooper's making me doubt myself. So,
how did you think the interview went? Did you feel impaired at all?
I thought my interview went very well. Thank you.
So you would have been comfortable, probably, to drive yourself home, do you think, this evening, if you'd been in the car?
No, I feel a bit hazy. So I think I would have relented or taken the train or something like that.
I'm just saying that because you've got a police officer sitting opposite.
No, sir.
But this is about the size of a mobile phone, a big mobile phone, and it has a pipe that you've just attached sticking off the side of it.
This is the Draeger roadside screening device that we as the police carry in Cambridgeshire. And basically it's a screening device that gives us an indication as to whether the individual we've stopped at the roadside is over the drink drive limit.
How does it actually work? What's it measuring on Adam when we do it?
When Adam blows through the tube, it's timed to allow him to blow long enough through the device to get the air from within the bottom of his lungs. So it's not taking the air from within his mouth. That's obviously got the stronger content of alcohol. So we're looking for what's already been absorbed in his system.
So basically the alcohol that's in your blood, Adam, some of that alcohol dissolves in the air in your lungs. And so when you breathe out nice and hard and blow into this wonderful device, you're going to impart some of the alcohol in you into the device. Do you want to pretend that you've just stopped Adam then, Andy, and, okay. And take him through the procedure?
Yeah. Okay, so hello. So obviously we've stopped you this evening. You've come through our drink drive checkpoint. Have you had any alcoholic to drink today?
Yes.
Yes, okay, I can smell it on your breath anyway as I'm talking to you. So I'm going to require you to provide me with a specimen of breath. I must tell you that failure to provide me with a specimen of breath along with a positive specimen will render you liable to arrest and subsequent prosecution. Okay, do you understand what I've said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just seal your lips around the tube, form a nice tight seal and blow long and hard through the device until I say stop. So when you're ready, blow. Keep going. Stop. Thank you. So that'll analyse your breath that you've provided me now. And then we'll get a reading up there. You've actually passed the test, but it has detected that you have drunk alcohol. So on this occasion, we'd obviously let you carry on your way, but with words of advice.
It says 22 micrograms per 100 mils. What does that mean?
That says that that's detected 22 micrograms of alcohol in his breath. So obviously the legal limit is 35. So 22 micrograms of alcohol is an allowed level for him to drive, albeit it does detect alcohol in his system.
George has had a little bit to drink a little bit more recently. So do you want to have a go, George, and just see how more recent consumption affects you? How much have you had?
I think I've had slightly less than Adam has, but I've been enjoying
it. I can smell it. I can see what PC Coop says. You can definitely smell it. The whole studio stinks of brandy now. I hope you gave her permission to help herself. She's been stealing your brandy.
It was a stressful show. I got it.
I'll just go through the preamble on the machine. That's where we would normally enter the subject as gender, their age, and the reason for which we're obtaining the specimen. So that's ready to go. So seal your lips around the tube and blow until I say stop. And again, because that hasn't immediately returned a zero reading, that's detected alcohol in your breath.
Ooh! Oh, there's these massive black letters that say fail.
And a red.
Ooh, 44. That's well over, Georgia.
Oh,
how much did you have?
I didn't think I had that much.
and that's accompanied with obviously the red indication light there for people to see that they've failed. So if you'd been stopped by us on one of our checks or for something as simple as a stoplight out or a headlight out, you'd find yourself being arrested now and taken to the police station.
Good grief. Is it possible that it could do a false positive?
No, because we would get to the bottom of that. This is a screening device. they would come under on the evidential machine in the custody suites. But if we're going on what we're saying Georgia was drunk earlier in the evening, then obviously that just shows you that her body's dealing with the alcohol content differently. And if we're saying that we've both drunk the same, that's put her over the limit, whereas the other test was under.
Are you surprised?
I'm really surprised. I thought I had a lot less than Adam did. And I feel fine as well. I don't think I'd have hopped into a car, but I'm quite relieved it's not illegal to drink and radio.
Drinking and broadcasting. Georgia, thank you very much. And PC Andy Coop from the Beds, Cams and Hearts Road Policing Unit. And thank you to everyone else who's been on the show as well. Peter Cowley, Mike Paik, Adam Townsend, Connie Orbeck and John Emsley. And thank you very much to Georgia for production. Plus, of course, an enormous thank you to you at home for listening and supporting us during 2015. We'll be back next week with a look at some of this year's best bits. Do try not to miss it. In the meantime, though, happy holidays, and to play us out, the Templar Scholars.
Good tidings we bring. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University, where it's supported by Rolls-Royce, the EPSRC and the SDFC. I'm Chris Smith, and see you in 2016. Goodbye.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.